Hello, brothers and sisters. Michael, humble seeker of truth for the ordering of the rapture. So I know the last video was, if you haven't been following along for a long time, I'm sure that was quite confusing. This one has a lot of numbers in it too. What Father led me to today is absolutely breathtaking, and it is worthy of trying to understand it, even if you have to watch it a couple times. So it is on the premise that the Bible, the King James Version Bible, is a work of perfection overseen by Almighty God, the only one that could make it so. And it, as such, it is an ordered communication. There's a few ways he orders it. So the numbers we look at, they're not angel numbers or just random numbers that we randomly assign stuff to. They're his numbers based on his ordering. He does that in a couple main ways. One is through, so Strong's Concordance is an alphabetical accounting of the usage of the word. So if you take every word in the Old Testament, you put it in alphabetical order, the first A word is number one. The last Z word is the last number, 85 something, 8500 or something like that. I don't remember. Same thing with the Greek. And so Strong's number 323 is the 323rd alphabetical word in the original language. Okay, and so as such, if it's his word, it's his ordering, then they're his numbers. All right, it's not just some random thing. Also, how many times he uses a word. And when you translate from Hebrew, say, you might take the same Hebrew word and translate it into 10 different English words. Well, how many times he uses something and how many times he translates it into each different word is all part of his ordering. The other thing is gematria, which is he gave. So Father made language. When he went to the Tower of Babel, came down, went to the Tower of Babel and confounded their language by giving them different languages, he's the one who gave the languages. And it happens, the two languages that are the Bible, that he chose to put the Bible in, Hebrew and Greek, he gave those letters numerical value. And so it becomes a numerical communication as well. You can add up the numerical value of a word, and that speaks. When you understand that it's tied together, so you can take a gematria value and then look at it in Strong's Concordance and see how he's used that in his ordering. It's complex when it's an ocean of numbers out up in the air and you're trying to understand it. But the context of it, the premise of it is simple and very beautiful. Satan, of course, has tried to warp it into all kinds of crazy things, as he does with everything, just like the ordering of the heavens, where he turned it into astrology or warped it into that. Well, you can't look at the stuff in the stars, that's astrology. No, we're not trying to predict somebody's future based on some astrological sign. It's Father ordered the heavens. And it's miraculous and amazing. And then he says that he put the stuff up there for signs and seasons and days and years, timekeeping. An example of gematria, and we can also look at simple English gematria because I'm the one he has taught a whole bunch of this stuff to, and I speak English. And if you look at it for a different reason, that's fine. But he uses that too. A is 1, Z is 26. And everything in between is what it should be. Return, O Lord, how long? That's 254 in simple English. It's 1784 in Hebrew gematria. Well, that'd be 7 in 184. We'll get to that. And we're going to probably close with that or about there, because I'm going to show you something tied into signs and seasons and the faithful witnesses in the heavens. So in his ordering, he has declared the rapture. Now, do we hold perfect understanding of when that is? Well, no. And even if we do, we don't know the day and hour. We just know for a fact, for a certainty, that it's any minute, any day. So we've been looking at true Pentecost, and we are going to again, and some of this was in the last video, but it's going to be more concise and hopefully more to the point and more easily entreated or understandable. It is absolutely mind-blowing. It's as beautiful as anything he's ever given me to share, and I had no intention of doing a video today. And he just led me to something. He led a very dear friend of mine to something, and they brought the verse up to me. So I had remembered seeing some relevant things in it and went and looked at it. Oh my gosh, it's just absolutely breathtaking. So with all of that pretext, let's take a look at this. We're going to start in Romans 1. If you've been following along, because Father is unsealed, this is how he sealed what was sealed to Daniel in light of people looking at the same words for a couple thousand years, same words we're looking at, and yet he kept the meaning sealed. Because it's a numerical key that sealed it and unsealed it. And he has taught a lot of that to me. And in doing so, he's tied numbers that have to do with me into it and personalized it for me and for you. If you've been following along, some of these numbers you've heard 100 or 200 times, okay? And on the one hand, I apologize for that. On the other hand, I don't, because it's his doing and his leading, and I'm simply being obedient, and it's where it goes from here. Well, there's a point to it. It's not just review or repetition. It is just jaw-dropping new stuff added. And so here we go. Again, I'll say that again. All right, Romans. We're going to look at a verse in Romans, and then we're going to look at a couple verses in Acts. Before we do, I need to review something. True Pentecost on Father's calendar. Now, right now is Pentecost on Torah calendar. I think till tomorrow, but either yesterday and today or today and tomorrow. And very possibly has to do with rapture. And then we have the X date, which was 6-1, having to do with the financial part of our government. And now they've moved it to 6-5. Every day between now and then, especially today and tomorrow, is gigantic high watch, for lack of a better way to put it. Watch number 1127. That happens to be 7 times 7 times 23. And that is when true Pentecost begins, not because of that calculation, but because of this. In Leviticus 23, he tells us from the wave sheaf offering. You've seen this chart if you saw it before, otherwise here it is. He says, from the wave sheaf offering, count 7 Sabbaths. Well, the wave sheaf is the 16th. It's not 7 sevens or 7 weeks. It's 7 Sabbaths. And the next one is on the 21st. 5 days away, not 7. And then 6 times 7, which is 42, giving us 47 days. and telling us then it says number 50 days is another 50 days. And so that brings us to July 7th evening to July 8th evening as true Pentecost. It'd be 16 days plus 97 for 113 total. And he uses those numbers to pattern true Pentecost and tell us we have correct thinking. 97 and 113. And we're going to see some of that in what we look at today. And again, it could be, if we're getting close to that, it could be when we go. Even if it is, we don't know the day and hour. Is it 7-7? Is it 7-8? Is it 7-9 there and 7-8 here? Is it, because there's different time zones and we don't know the day and hour, and that's part of why. Also, it may be when we come back, okay? One of the Strong's numbers for 7-7, I don't remember now, but it's come back again or go back again. Return. Is that the man-child returning, coming back across the river into Jacob's trouble to stand in the gap? Maybe. Or maybe it's our Lord getting here. And we could go in while I'm recording this video. I don't know. All right. I just noticed, this is on page 97 in my Bible, and I know it probably sounds goofy, but I'm telling you, this particular Bible, very special how it got to me, very divine, and ordered by God. I'm not going to get into it, but even the page numbers are mind-blowing. But if you don't want to accept that, that's fine, but don't discard the rest of this. So on page... Why does 937 matter? Well, it's Strong's number 937 is in service of the king. And 936 is royalty. Driving into the far land months ago, my son said, "Dad, the moon's a clock." And it literally was. There was two perfect cloud hands on it, and it was set at 9:36, 9:37. It was hard to tell it wasn't a digital clock. Okay, and it's immediately relevant in this teaching, or I wouldn't, well, I'd probably still point it out. But so Acts closes on page 9:36, and Romans begins on page 9:37. And we're in verse 20. "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." That's exactly what we're talking about. His ordering is something we can clearly see, and in seeing it, we can see his power and the invisible things of him, including him. Per se. Okay. Four. First word is four. He uses those humble words in some absolutely gigantic ways. Four is number 1027. Well, thunders, as in the seven thunders, seal up what the seven 1027s uttered, 296 times uttered, and write them not. Well, from the 144-year-old fig tree on 3/2/19 got struck by lightning. We covered that last video or a couple videos ago. It's 1,027 days to the man-child being born 12/23/21. Figurative birth of the man-child. Again, this is not about that, so I'm not going to get into it too deep. Take my word for it or go back and watch the other videos. It's also full circle in 127, which happens, maybe you've read Revelation 12, 7. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And that old dragon called the serpent, Satan, the devil, was cast out. His angels were cast out with him. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to his son, Jesus the Christ. 127 is 76 plus 51. 76 is Michael in Hebrew. 51 is Michael in English. Makes a lot of sense for Revelation 12, 7, doesn't it? So, 4, the invisible things. It's number 517. Well, we just saw on 517, Father conjuncted the moon and Jupiter in light of, it's called an occultation. I don't know why, but it is, where the moon passes in front of a planet or an object, and in this case, Jupiter. Well, that's interesting because the Jupiter represents the man-child, Christ in the believers. I'm sorry, the moon represents the man-child, Christ in the believers, that are coming back across the river, standing in the gap, in great tribulation. And Jupiter represents the man-child, our Lord, and or our Lord in the believers. So, screams man-child. Okay, and the seven thunders uttered, again, uttered 296 times. That's how long the man-child was in Virgo's womb in the great sign of Revelation 12. Okay, so the invisible things, number 517. That occultation, 518, was Ascension Day into 519. I think before I had said 517 to 518, I may have been a day off. The creation. For the invisible things of him from the creation is 2937. Taken from 2936. Well, that is a really good place to put that, Father, seeing as you made the moon clock and it screams man-child all the way through there. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen by the things that are made. By the is used 20,404 times. That's 204, chief cornerstone in Strong's, and 404, which is the number of verses in Revelation, and it's full circle in 44, which is the mercy seat. Now, it's in 7,051 verses. I mentioned that because it's full circle in 751, which the last video happened to be 10751. He is ordering this. And 107 is my first and last name, simple English gematria, and 51 is Michael. The things that are, keep in mind as we look at this, what he is saying here. These are the things we can see, among others. And by them we can clearly see his leading and his ordering. Thus him. Things that are made. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Number 4161. Well, that's 41.0 and 61. On March 2nd, 2021, he said, tell the world yet 40 days. When he did that, he birthed the moon on Phi the minute of my birth, 2:48 in the morning, it was halfway out of Virgo's womb, and I wouldn't have known it had he not said, "Son, look at the stars," after sending me to the bridge we ended up making declaration at 40 days later. "Tell them yet 40 days and judgment will fall on this earth." He gave me several confirmations that was him before I made that statement, and then this confirmation after making it. Birthed the moon out of Virgo. Okay, so 61, March 2nd is the 61st day of the year. And 40 days later is 410. Things that are made. He said, "Tell them yet 40 days," and he said, "Call for Satan and his angels to be cast out." It's also June 1st coming up as well. And we've talked how that may also point to that. "For the things that are made are clearly seen." That's number 2596 or 500 phi into 96. The length the man child was in Virgo's womb. 296 days. From March 2nd, conceived March 2nd, 2021, day of warning, birthed 21, 296 days later. That's going to be relevant, more relevant before we're done. I hope you like my new colors, and I hope they help. "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power." His is used a 1,084 times. Full circle in 184, referring to his servant / his end time prophet. I didn't come up with it, he did. Okay, that's the gematria of my full name. 5,785 times total is 7 in 585. Number 585 in Strong's is proof. Interestingly, the Simpsons episode, which pinned 518, is which was Ascension Day, according to some. Simpsons episode pinning 518. 05-08-05. So 5-8-2005 is when it aired. Just worthy of note. It is also 32 plus 63, my birthday, plus 248 the minute I was born, plus 184 the gematria of my name, plus 58 my age at declaration. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, how do you even recognize something like that? And proof. Okay, it's his doing, his eternal power. Eternal, well, it's number 126 from number 104. It was 410. April 10th was day of declaration, 10th day of the fourth month, and this ties exactly to Daniel 10:4. Power, number 1411. It's from 1410, or one Father and four Jesus Christ on 410, day of declaration. Their power, not ours. But he put the hook in Leviathan's jaw, threw it down to us, told us exactly when to pull it. We also have 141. And 410, voice of the archangel is used 141 times. So voice and 410. Voice of the archangel on 410. his eternal power and Godhead. This is divine slash divine nature, okay? Godhead. It's this word right here, theotis. I'm going to get to this. This just blows me away. It's number 2305. Well, from the Feast of Trumpets on their calendar last year in 2022, it's 235 days to 518. It's also, but it's from 2304. Full circle in 235, pinning 518, and full circle in 234, pinning 23rd day in the fourth month. That is true Pentecost. You can say, in fact, let me pull that up. These are different numbers that depict that. Okay? 3 months in, 23 days, 30-day months on Father's calendar. It's from the 16th in Nisan plus 97 days. That's 113 total, which is 3 months and 23 days, which can also be 23 days and 3 months. That happens to be Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin, the writing on the wall. Which, by the way, in Daniel 5 is 525 where it says this, which was Pentecost, began Pentecost on the Hebrew calendar. Today, Pentecost on the Torah calendar. He hates their feast days and very well may rapture us on it. Every minute is high watch all the way through true Pentecost. Okay. This ends in verse, Daniel 5 ends with 531. And then 6-1 is 532. 6-1 would be then the equivalent of 532. That stuff from last video, don't worry, I don't want to confuse you. I probably just did. All right, so third month, 22nd day would be July 7th. July 8th, July 7th. 113th day on Father's calendar, 112th day on Father's calendar. And this can also be 22nd day, 3rd month, 223. Well, Moed, divine appointment, is used 223 times. 7, 7 to 7, 8. Divine appointment, 4. So this is 3 months in, 23 days. This is in the fourth month, 23rd day. Same thing. Or in the fourth month, 22nd day. So in the fourth month, 23rd day, 23rd day in the fourth month. There's our 234 we just looked at and we're going to go back to in a second. In the fourth month, 22nd day, 22nd day in the fourth month. That's interesting. 224 is when war broke out in over there. Big war that's still going on. Oh, and once again, he does this to me a lot. As I write 224, my phone makes a sound. I happen to notice it's 224. Anyway. We will just keep that in mind. If you have a way of pausing that and writing that down so it's in front of you, not a bad idea. So we have something that pins 518 and then something that pins true Pentecost. 23rd day in the fourth month, which again is 7-8-23, day 113 on Father's calendar. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. That's what we're looking at. Divine nature. Divine order is divine nature. And here's some divine order right here, pointing to true Pentecost from Ascension Day. Now this, I cannot even begin to tell you what these things mean. There's a symbol in here. I don't know if it's a different language. I've never seen it in my life. But it's in there. When I pull this up on Blue Letter Bible, which is a Strong's concordance in the accounting of it, or breakdown of it, it has this little line of information in there. Wisconsin, which happens to be where the far land is and where I was born, 18.9. Well, July 8th is the 189th day of the year on Father's calendar. And then it's got this word philo. And if you combine these two things, I mean, you got Theophilo. And I was just talking with Brother Paul about Theophilus earlier. And like 10 minutes later, I'm writing this down, maybe 20. And then it says in OPIF, and this strange symbol, N61. Again, March 2nd, 61st day of the year, or 6-1, which is what we talked about last video, and this one. That blew me away. And then this number I don't totally understand either. There's a TWOT reference, T-W-O-T, reference number. And it's something to do with the reference between Strong's concordance and some other concordance. But he communicates numerically. It's 3:123322. Well, that's can be looked at a couple ways. Well, many ways, starting with 31 in Strong's message. Well, what would the message be? Well, we got message and 233. Which is true Pentecost, 23rd day in 3 months. And the writing on the wall, which has everything to do with judgment. Innocent in the blood of the Lamb getting raptured, and the rest going into great tribulation. Flood of enemies coming. Message 233 and 322, which it pins. Literally pins July 7th and July 8th. True Pentecost. That's mind-blowing to me. You could also look at it like this. 312, prophet in the Old Testament, is used 312 times. This is going to get really relevant here when we get to the book of Acts. And also, March 2nd, the 61st day of the year, my birthday and day of warning in 21, is the 312th most popular birthday of the year. At least it was last time I looked. So we got 312 for prophet and 123. Well, 124 per Daniel 10:4. 24th day of the first month, or first month, 24th day, is when Daniel's by the side of the river, has a vision of Michael, Gabriel and Michael. Vision. Okay, so first month, 23rd day is April 9th, which it was April 10th in Jerusalem, Day of Declaration. It was April 9th where I was. So prophet on April 9th. And then the other thing we did is call for the Lord Jesus to come. 33 is come. And then 322, true Pentecost. So I don't fully understand what it means, but I can see the numbers and have a good deal of understanding about them.
One more time, at least. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So, is number 15:19. Yeah, that's all right. I'll catch it next time. Here, so as long as you don't take things out of order, so you can take the usage breakdown and start at the bottom or start at the top and go in order. If you don't do it in order, it's not his order anymore, it's yours. So I started at the bottom here because miscellaneous is 322 times and it screams true Pentecost. 7:7:23. And then the next three, 26 is against, 29 times, toward, and 58 on. Oh, let's see, that adds up to 113. True Pentecost count. And then is in, which is 138 times, which happens to be five 18 is the 138th day of the year, Ascension Day. And a couple videos ago, last few videos, we've dealt with this a lot. It's also 6 times 1 times 23, pointing to June 1st. Rapture? I don't know. Maybe. But it's very interesting to me, this 138. Especially when we consider, oh, by the way, yeah, let's look at this, then I'll tell you about that. So this is a review from last video. 138 divided by phi, the sign of our family, sign of his coming, and sign in above Obama's head in IPEC 02. 138 divided by 5 is 85.18518 repeating forever. 518 repeating forever, or 185 repeating forever, which is 18th day of the 5th month, or 5th month, 18th day. New beginning, 518, 518. That's interesting. And we've seen this a bunch. 840 is 4 times 10 times 21. Divided by 5 is 518.518 repeating forever. Well, it isn't just pointing to 518 Ascension Day, but it's 518 plus 51 days brings us to true Pentecost, 7-8. For what? New beginning. New beginning us coming back here, or new beginning us going up there? I don't know, but I would definitely keep looking up. This is utterly mind-blowing. What else is it? 1 in 585, which we just talked about, is proof. And birthday plus minute of birth plus gematria, my full name, plus my age at warning and declaration. 585. It's also one father in 858. Well, from the day of warning and the conception of the man-child, figuratively, plus 858 days is true Pentecost, 7-8-23. It is also, and we did not look at this in the last video, 5, Abba and Grace in 8-18. 8-18 is... Remember that number, because it's going to be relevant on the very last chart if I remember to tell you why. It's to treat disgracefully. And there are many people treating the Watchmen, including myself, very disgracefully. You know, you don't have to agree, but to rip your brothers and sisters for doing what the Word of God says to do is a poor decision, to say the least. Its first use, I wrote this down as Mark 1:24. Okay, first month, 24th day, and then I realized not in the King James Version Bible, but in other versions. And I use the King James. It's the one that was overseen by Father and ordered. Acts 5:41 is a place that it is used. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame, which is that word, 8:18, for his name. Paused at 41:37, and Acts 5 starts with verse 137, in case you care. All right, since we're in the book of Acts, let's go to Acts chapter 3. And we are going to focus on verse 22 and 23. So one of the commenters from the last video said, I thought God told you he was giving you the mantle of Moses. What's going on? What, you know, treating me shamefully. Oh, thank you for bringing that back to mind. I appreciate that and letting Father lead me exactly right to this. So the mantle of Moses, I know what it sounds like. I'm just telling you what he said. By revelation. And he stamps everything, so you never just have to take some dude's word for something like that. And we're going to look at that review for some, not for others, but in a moment. But here's the thing, and you'll see, I didn't go search this verse out. He led me to this after that comment, almost as if, here's your response, son. This is the 95th verse. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Yeah, that refers to our Lord Jesus Christ. But our Lord in the end times, in the church age, is in the believers. But where prophets of the Old Testament could have spirit on them, they did not have spirit in them till after when? True Pentecost. So, we're going to look at the few verses that give this context, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. Mantle of Moses has everything to do with great tribulation, because what did Moses do? He led them out of captivity. Well, they're not in captivity right now, so it's not relevant yet. But the word says that they're going to go back into captivity. Thus, the name, it's Jacob's trouble. It's called that for a reason. It will turn into Jacob's rejoicing. But not right away, as so many want to teach. God loves Israel. He's going to stand up for them the minute everything goes down. No, he's not. He's going to hide his face from them because they crucified the Lord of glory, his son. And their eyes, they're pretty much blind towards their true Messiah.
And so he, in his love, because he does love them, but he's going to bring judgment and he's going to use it to open their eyes. That's the watered down portion of judgment, which will only be seen as watered down by what follows, the double portion of the bowls. The trumpets are Jacob's trouble. They're 42 months long. And then the bowl judgments after the lost sheep, which is mainly, Israel is mainly in that category. The Jews are going at the last trumpet at the end of the 42 months. Those that believe in Christ now, that have confessed him as their Lord and believe in their heart God raised him from the dead, they have Holy Spirit in them, Spirit of Christ in them. It is made unto them justification, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, and they are saved from the wrath to come. They go at the first trumpet. It's a two-part gathering at the end. 99 sheep, first trumpet, beginning of the 42 months, they are the floodgates, and then lost sheep at the last trumpet at the end of that 42 months, then the double portion, poured out without mixture, the word says, onto the synagogue of Satan, mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. So that happens to be, Acts 3:22, happens to be the 95th verse of Acts, which, speaking of flood, Noah lived 950 years. This is verse 95.0. It's also 3:2 plus 63, my birthday. Let's back up and get a little context. And we're going to go to the first day on Father's calendar, 3:18. Imagine that he'd put something there. Tied to this. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Acts 3:19. Repent you therefore, change your mind if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead. Change your mind to believe in it before you have to go into great tribulation. Repent you therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Verse 3:22. 3 months in and 22 days. July 7th, 2023, beginning true Pentecost. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto your brethren. See, in figure, we're talking about the prophet with Christ in them who's prophesying about the return of the Lord, which we just read about in context. For Moses truly said, unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. 3:23, July 8th, true Pentecost. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. That's any prophet preaching the Lord Jesus Christ, the truth, the life, the way. The way, the truth, the life. The only way to the Father is through the Son. The only way to bridge that gap. You cannot earn it. It is not of works, lest anyone should boast. It is a gift by grace, by the accomplished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has made salvation unto us when we accept him as our Lord. Happens to put those two verses in 322, 323. And the next verse, it happens to be the 97th verse. Remember the Pentecost count? 97 days. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. 318, day one on Father's calendar. How many places you hear in that? Well, you hear it here, and it's the 91.0 verse of Acts. 910, Canaan, a phonetic tie to me, lived 910 years. And then had Mahalaleel and lived 840 after that, 4 times 10 times 21, pinning day of declaration. We looked at that last video and other things that that tied to. 319, 320. Oh, by the way, we're on page 907. All of this is on page 907. Full circle in 97. And now we're going to break down Acts 322. Verse 95, 3:2 plus 63. Am I making it up, or was it Father that said that about the mantle of Moses? Well, we'll see. A prophet shall raise up a prophet 149 times. We saw in the Old Testament it's 312 times. And March 2nd, my birthday, the 312th most popular birthday of the year. Stamp. 149 times, which if you go this way is 41.0 or 410. This way is 49. If you think that's a stretch, then that's fine. It's 100 plus 49, and 410 is the 100th day of the year on the Gregorian calendar. 49, 410, 49, 410, day of declaration. Per Almighty God's direction, will, and power. A prophet shall... For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up. Lord your God, number 2316. 231, 23rd day of the first month, is 49. And, tied to our Lord Jesus Christ would be the 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. It's also 31 in 26. 26 is both God and Yahweh. Yahweh. The breath of life. Yod Heh Vav Heh is 26. And 31 is message. Message from God. Well, what is it? Well, it's used 1,343 times, which would be one Father for Jesus Christ in 343. March 2nd, 3:2 plus 63 of my birthday plus 248 the minute I was birthed is 343. It's also the center of the menorah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Reasons for that. Okay, well, that hopefully is interesting so far. You know, before we continue, let's look at this. So, Daniel 12, 11 and 12. 1290 days, 1335 days. See, they made covenant with Satan September 23rd, 2015, after seven sevens to Messiah the Prince. It's when he began opening the seals. Oh, yes, it was. But That's another video. Father said, add them together. It's 2,625 days. Divide it by phi. That's 1,622. From that covenant, 923, 15. Can't read upside down. Plus 1,622 days is 3,220. I call that the day marked on phi. It's one of the, not one of the first things he showed me, but it's showed me before 3,220, I think, or thereabouts. It happens to be that that year, the calendars don't line up like this very often, but that year on the day marked on phi, Moses' death is my birth. The 7th of Adar, which began the evening of 3,220. And that's about the time he told me about the mantle of Moses. Now, the first place he led me was Deuteronomy 32, which happens to be the Song of Moses. And it's 184 chapters to get to the Song of Moses. So 3-2 is my birthday and 184, the gematria, my name, to the Song of Moses. On 4-11, after we made declaration and we were still here, I was dumbfounded because my whole life I had been taught that it all happens, boom, just like that. Satan and his angels get cast out, we go raptured right then and there. No. That began the flood of enemies. Father began to divide the firmament that day, 4-9-4-10-2021. And told his Lord to go get his bride. And that didn't happen in an instant either. His plan, his will, his direction. We simply were obedient, those and those following with me. So on 4-11, I went to Father and distraught. Because I pray every day to never mislead our family, that he just will not allow it. He responded by giving me an open-eyed vision. A man standing in the mountains, towering in the mountains with a staff in his hand and power coming up, shooting up out of the staff. A Moses-like figure, if you will. And that scene turned into the shining. The whole thing became the shining. Wow. The shining crowned image of our Lord Jesus Christ. His face. Just most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And Father said to my heart, to my spirit, son, I got this. These are your waters of Meribah. Don't make the same mistake Moses made. Well, I didn't know what mistake he had made or where the waters of Meribah were in the word. Let alone what I'm about to show you. The waters of Meribah starts at, I mean, you could argue which verse starts, but we're going to say Numbers 20, verse 4, 204 again, chief cornerstone. The 4,316th verse in the Bible. This verse, Numbers 20, verse 8, is the 4,320th verse in the Bible. Why do we care about that? Well, it's 32 in 40, and on March 2nd, he said, tell them yet 40 days, and then speak unto the rock, Satan in figure, be cast out, and it will give forth his waters, flood waters. See, for them, it was living water, and for believers, it will be living water, or is. Especially at rapture. For
those that don't receive Christ or have him, it's floodwaters of enemies, Satan and his angels. Interestingly, again, Canaan had Mahalalel at 70, lived another 840 years, 4 times 10 times 21. 3, 2 plus 40 days, bringing us to 410, 21. 70 divided by 162 is the waters of Meribah, 43.20. It goes through Numbers 20, verse 13. That is the waters of Meribah. Son, these are your waters of Meribah. Don't make the same mistake Moses made. His mistake was unbelief. I've made a lot of mistakes, but unbelief is not one of them. Thank God. That kept Moses out of the promised land. Now, it just happens that it's Strong's 43:16, the 4,316th verse in the Bible, through the 4,325th verse in the Bible, and Strong's number 43:25 is waters. It's also Michael. Well, all the ones before that, sorry, are Michael. 43:16 is Michael. Michael, 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 they're all Michael. All some form of Michael. Micaiah, Micah, Michael. Who is like God? Who is like Yah? Not that Michael is. It's a rhetorical question. There is none like God. Not to that degree, to, you know what I mean. Son, these are your waters of Meribah. I didn't know any of that when he said it. And when I put it in video, I mean, you can check me if you want. I'm reviewing that with you for what comes next, okay? For the strength of, we're in Acts 3, 22 and 23, okay, through Pentecost. I don't know if anybody else is spitting out 97 days and then 113 total and all about Father's calendar. So we got down to, for Moses truly said, unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Where did we leave off? Shall raise up. 112 times. Well, that would be July 7th, 2023, beginning true Pentecost. It's in 111 verses. Michael at 60 years old. Number one place it's used. First place it's used. Matthew 4:9. Day of Declaration. Second place is Matthew 12:41. That would be 1:24, first month, 24th day, and 2:41, 24th day, first month, on a double pin of 4:10. 21. Tied to Daniel 10:4, 24th day of the first month. And guess, it's that that tells us we have correct thinking, that the 24th day of the first month, counting from the first day after the equinox, March 18th, is 4:10. Daniel 10:4 on the 24th day of the first month, Daniel 18:40, 184 full circle or sealed, and 184 no seal. Daniel stood by the great river, 5104. 51 is Michael on the river at 10th day of the fourth month. Like unto me, 83 times. We are in the Hebrew year 5783. It's also 32, 32 plus 51, Michael. Michael born on 32. in 77 verses, once again pinning 7723. It's number 1691, which from the middle, if you go this way, it's 61, which is March 2nd and June 1st, looking at coming up. And 910, Canaan lived 910 years. And if we divide that 910 by 5, we saw this last video, it's 561.7283950 repeating forever. That's what this line above the numbers means, by the way, if I forgot to tell you that. It means repeating. You know what those nine digits add up to? 41.0. True Passover, 41, also being pinned by the prophet. Well, this is interesting because the birth of the man-child, which has everything to do with Michael and his angels, 12-23-21, pinned by the seven thunders, which we looked at in the beginning, the 10-27, from the fig tree falling over 1,027 days to the man-child's birth, 12-23-21. Earth rings like a bell, 11-11-18. David is 11:38. Jesus says, Revelation 22:16, I think, I've sent mine angel to testify of these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David. 11:38. Well, there's our 1:38 we've been talking about. And 1:13. Pinning both 6:1. And pinning 5:18. Ascension Day, and 1:13, True Pentecost. And Earth ringing like a bell, 11-11-18, plus that many days is 12-23. Both witnesses pin the man-child's birth. And then the 12-23 plus 21 plus 561 days is 7-7-23. If we round it, it's 562, and it pins 7-8-23. And that is at the bottom of this chart. It's at the bottom of this chart, if you couldn't hear that. Hey! Yeah, we're almost done. We just passed the time of the last video. When I said, hey, I think it was exactly 107.51. Verse 23, it shall come to pass that every soul which not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. And verse 24, 97th verse. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Samuel, number 454, number 4545. Starting with 454 is interesting. 32 plus 63 plus 248 plus age now 60 plus Michael is 454. And Abba and Grace. That follow after. 2 and 517 are starting place in this video. Have spoken 296 times. That's man-child in the womb, 296 days. Have foretold, 4293. That's divine order, 9. In the fourth month, 23rd day, true Pentecost. July 8th, 2023. Of these, have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. These is 3778. It's 7 in 378, 70 in 378, and 700 in 378.
And that ties to several things. 378, 3 times 2 times 63. Did I say Father Stamps everything? You think somebody could just like come up with this? Just, oh, I just half stumbled upon this. Yeah, not. I'm definitely not that bright. Days. Well, that's from number 560-5610. That would be 561 full circle, which has both a 61 in it. And again, 910 divided by 5, 561. From Manchild's birth, 561 days to true Pentecost. I'm going to show you one other little tidbit about that in closing. I want to go back up to Acts 3:19. Repent you therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Well, we're waiting for it to be in the presence of our Lord, aren't we? Physical manifestation of being in his presence when he comes and gets us. Well, until the times of that. Let's see. The times is number 2540. That's 254. And if you remember our starting place, this video, return, O Lord, how long? Simple English gematria, 254. It's also in Hebrews 17:84, 7, which written is 76:51, Michael, in 184. But that's not what I'm showing you this for. The times, return, O Lord, how long? And then 540. It just happens that sunrise in Jerusalem on true Pentecost, July 23, 540. The times of refreshing. Of refreshing 403 times. I have to do it because it's right here. 32 plus 63 plus 248 plus my age. 403. Because he's having me tell you about it. And he stamps everything. It's from number 404, which is, from number 404. It was number 403. And 404 is full circle in 44, which is the mercy seat, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is his presence. It's also the number of verses in the book of Revelation. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to his son, Jesus the Christ. Blessings to you. I love you guys. I'll see you soon. I'm not saying we have to wait until true Pentecost 7778. It may be when we come back. So be looking up every minute of every day. God bless you.